Hey guys, what's going on? Nathan here, back again with another episode of the Unplugged Freedom Podcast. And this one is actually pretty spur of the moment, you can say. I'm actually watching a documentary. It's called Vaxxed 2. And I don't know if you've ever seen Vaxxed, the first one. You can go to vaxxed.com. VAXXED.com. And then there's vaxxed2.com, and that's the one that I'm watching right now, and it's just, I'm about halfway through right now, and it's just, it's incredible. This poor kid, I think he was about 13 years old, dirt biking, skiing, surfing, he did it all, you know. He was a little adrenaline kid, and unfortunately, he went into the doctor's office with his parents, and his parents got told, "Hey, look, he should get the HPV vaccine." And I'm not gonna be here to tell you that you shouldn't get the HPV vaccine or that you shouldn't get vaccines. I'm only giving you information that you watch these documentaries and you make up your own mind. It's your kids, it's your family, it's your legacy. So it's just information that I'm giving you, and I'm just sharing with you what I just saw. And this 13-year-old kid goes into the doctor's office with his family, and they say he should get this vaccine, and unfortunately, he got paralyzed from the neck down. And he needs a machine in order to be able to actually breathe. And bit of a spoiler, he's 18 years old, and he decides that he's too much of a burden on his family, and he decides to end his own life at 18 years old. And so this is just... It's terrible what is happening to kids. And I have I don't have kids myself, but I have a very strong feeling towards kids, because kids are everything. Kids are the future. They are our tomorrow. And what we are doing to kids is incredibly horrendous. Across the world, there's 800,000 kids who go missing every year, every single year. 800,000 kids. What was there? 150,000 COVID-19 deaths. Don't get me wrong, that's a horrible, huge number. But we're talking about 800,000 kids in a day. I mean, in a year. Where are these kids going? Many of them are put into slavery. Many of them are put into sex trafficking. Sex trafficking is one of the most incredibly fastest growing industries ever. Because if you have a drug, let's say it's cocaine, and you have a kilogram of cocaine, if you sell that kilogram of cocaine, well, that's it. You need to replenish. So let's say you buy it for, I don't know, $1,000, and you sell it for $3,000. Well, now you have to go spend another $1,000 on another kilo of cocaine in order to sell it. Whereas when you have a child or even a human, you can buy them. I don't really know exactly the prices, but unfortunately, it's quite horrific that to buy kids is much easier than any of us would imagine. There's people who actually do this stuff professionally, and they go after child traffickers, human traffickers, and they will say themselves that if you can order a pizza, you can order a child. It's just that easy. And that's the world that we live in. It's just incredible. And so there's 800,000 of these kids going missing every day. Every year, we're going just absolutely crazy on a fucking pandemic that you have a 0.0, what is it, a 0.03% survival rate. What is the survival rate of these kids, these 800,000 who go missing each year? I personally, I think where this comes from for me is that, if you heard my story before, you know that I would mention that my life didn't start until I was 7 years old. I don't have memories before that. And so I had a great childhood. From 7 years old beyond with my parents and everything, and you can learn more about that story. I think it was in the last episode. Or if you haven't got my ebook, you can download my ebook as well, unpluggedfreedom.com. You can read that as well and to kind of understand. But the thing is that we have these incredible, horrific things that are happening to kids, like vaccines, whether they are good or they're not good. Like I said, it's just information. A lot of these stories, and that's really what a lot is in these documentaries, is stories of tens of thousands of kids who were going in, perfectly healthy kids, and then all of a sudden, that's it. It's done. They're gone. Their child was just never the same. And I've always had such a thing with the things that we do to kids. In schools, for example, you have a whole class of 30 kids, and you have one teacher, maybe a teacher assistant. That's 30 individuals, and they're being taught and they're expected to act one way. And if they don't fit in the box that they're supposed to behave, well, then they're labeled. They're labeled. If one kid is quiet and just doesn't feel like interacting with the rest of the 30 kids, well, they're labeled. They're labeled as a socially awkward or social anxiety, whatever shit they want to call it. No, the kid just doesn't want to be around people. There's nothing wrong with that. And the more that you learn about me, and the more that you'll learn how I've seen these labels, these labels that people just put on people, it just so freely. And that's the problem, is that if someone's clean and organized, you have OCD. They just throw it out there like it's nothing, and it just kills me, and I hate it so much because, like I said, children are the future. They are full of energy. They are full of life. If more adults acted more like children, in that free way that they are, like imagine how much like more happiness and fun would be in the world, but everyone's so stiff, and it's just awful. We go back to the class of 30 kids here, and you have a kid who's just full of energy. He's full of life. He's full of ideas. He can't sit still. Who wants to fucking sit still and learn some stupid subject? And what do? They label them. I've literally seen this. I had a girlfriend one time, and she was a nanny for this 3-year-old kid. And this 3-year-old kid was so smart. He was incredibly smart. He'd tell you anything about trucks. Anything about trucks. Whatever you wanted to know about trucks, he would tell you. Just blow your fucking mind. But he was a very active kid. He was so just out there, but he was super smart. And what happened was, they didn't like him in the class. He was disturbing. He was just whatever. He could never sit still. never focus on the one thing. So obviously, what do? They fucking label them. Unless you're a fucking vegetable just sitting there, and you do the stupid tests that are in front of you. You put the square block in the fucking square hole. And you just follow orders. You never ask questions. You never question the authority. Then you're so-called normal. If you don't do any of that. If that's what normal is, I definitely don't want to be fucking normal. If that's what normal is. And if I were to have kids, I don't think I'll ever have kids in this fucked up world, but if I were to, I would never want my kids to be normal either. And so anyways, this family, the teacher, then calls up the parents and gives them the whole spiel and says, I think we should consider taking him into the doctor and see if there's something wrong with him. There's nothing fucking wrong with him. He's probably smarter than half the kids in this fucking classroom. Alright, man, he just doesn't want to learn your dumb shit that you're trying to teach him. Alright? Like, what do they actually teach you in school? Like, seriously, what do they actually teach you in school? Like, when you actually stop and think about what they actually teach you. Like, 90% of the shit that they taught us in school, I don't even use. I never use it. Oh, they taught you how to do math? How the fuck do people do math now? They taught you English? Guess what? You go to Japan, you spend 2 years in Japan, guess what? You could come out a fluent fucking English, a Japanese speaker. You didn't need to go to school for it. So why do you need to go to school to learn English? 90% of the fucking social studies that they teach you is fake. So what the fuck are they teaching you? They're just indoctrinating you. If you don't believe me, just fucking take a look at the schedule. Take a look at the critique. But this isn't about that. You know, I could go on forever about that bullshit. But this is about the kids and what they're doing to kids in so many aspects. These kids are getting these vaccines that are not being tested. And like I said, don't just take my word for it. Fucking watch these documentaries. Like, research this stuff on your own. And these are coming from doctors themselves. This information is coming from doctors themselves, scientists, people directly from the CDC. We're told that the CDC are the good people. But when you watch this stuff and those people are pulling facts out, you start to wonder, like, holy smokes, what's going on? People think that I'm crazy for questioning the news media. People think that I'm crazy for questioning events or whatever it is. And it's like, I question it for a reason. Because the people that we are told that are the good guys are not the good guys. You have 800,000 kids who go missing each year. They're put into child labor. They're put into sex slavery. They're put into organ harvesting. It's absolutely horrific. 800,000 a year. In the city in which I was just at, the population's 70,000. It's more than 10 times that population of that entire city every single year. And yet here we are complaining about some stupid fucking virus that is just a fraction of that. An absolute fraction of that. And then that leads only because the media tells you what to worry about. If the media told you to worry about 800,000 kids who go missing each year, you would see an uproar in the people. But you don't, because the media doesn't talk about it. The media and the TV tell you what to think, tell you how to think, and it's absolutely terrible. You have these kids who are being born healthy. They're full of life, they're full of potential, and that's the thing with that I always see in people. I see so much potential within people. That's my biggest thing, and that's why I do this. That's why I'm recording this right now, is because I want people to see that potential that is within themselves. And I want people to realize that so that they can say, hey, you know what? I don't have to work this shitty fucking job. I don't have to take these shitty orders from this boss, okay, who doesn't respect me. I don't have to be in this terrible relationship that is toxic and is not feeding me what I need. And that they have the ability to make that change in their life and do something better. I see the potential in people, and that's what kids are. Kids are nothing but a big ball of potential. Take Michael Phelps, for example. He's the most decorated Olympic athlete that is out there. He has what you call ADHD. And I don't even like to say that. But that's what his parents have got. And the thing is that his parents didn't just drug him and just turn him into a zombie. They worked with him. That's the thing that parents just wanna, parents and teachers, all they want is just a fucking well-behaved, mindless zombie. That's all they want. Kid just, you know, doesn't even respond. I'm not a parent, and if I was, I would not want my fucking kid to be just a fucking vegetable that just does what it's told, just right off the bat. Like, imagine, that would be boring, okay? That would be absolutely boring. So, if you don't have that, be thankful for that. Be thankful that your child is not an obedient dog, an obedient, you know, sheep that just goes with what everybody says. You know, like, if you tell your child something, you want them to say, is that actually right? I'm going to double check that. And you should be like, yeah, good for you. Good for you double checking what I'm actually saying. Because if they're double checking what you're saying as a parent, you can bet your ass they're going to double check what the media may be saying, what their teacher may be saying, what the police officer may be saying. And that's good. So we have a horrendous amount of kids going missing each year. We have a horrendous amount of kids who are being born and in their first years are being pumped full of these vaccines. And many of them are being, like this kid, 18-year-old kid, thought he was a burden to his family. And he kills himself. 18 years old. 18 years old. No child at 18 years old should be thinking thoughts like that whatsoever. And his parents, no matter how hard it was, I'm sure that they would give anything to have one of those. Even if it was the hardest day that they ever had during the time that he was like this, I'm sure that they would take that over him not being here. You have these little balls of fire. That's really what kids are. Some of them have an enormous amount of energy. Some of them, maybe they're just a little quieter. Maybe they just like to be a little bit more secluded in the corner. And that's how they learn. That's okay. But because they don't fit this mold, we then start to label them. OCD, ADD, ADHD. Introverted. But when I say introverted is actually looked down as a negative thing. I'm a very introverted person, but it's actually not a negative thing. We need both. We need extroverted people, we need introverted people, but a lot of times people think that being introverted is a negative thing when it's actually not. And I used to think that as well. And in my journey of learning, wanting to become extroverted, I've learned the extroverted tendencies, but I've also understood more about my own introverted ways and learned that that's where my strength is. I can get by as an extroverted person, but I do need to recharge as an introverted person. So you have just these kids who, what other labels are there? There's the ADD, ADHD, OCD. There's arrogant. People throw labels out as arrogant, but personality disorders, like high functioning autistic. I've literally seen people, who would label people incredible amounts. Like, this is my daughter, they have Asperger's. I'm like, yeah, but why do they have Asperger's? Why aren't they just themselves? This is so-and-so, they're high-functioning autistic. I'm like, yeah, but why is that? And sometimes their answer is, I remember for the high-functioning autistic person, they said they were really smart. And I thought that was very strange. I was like, well, why can't they just be smart? Why can't they just be very smart? Why do they have to be high-functioning autistic? Like, you introduce them that like that. Like, that's how you labeled them to me. You didn't say that they were very smart. You said they were high-functioning autistic. And then when I asked you, why are they high-functioning autistic? Your response was, they are really smart. And I remember this person, like, this was a few years ago. And even they labeled the people. And I've met a lot of people. I knew this one, a psychiatric nurse. And she would come in and she'd tell me. She's one of my friends. And she's like, you know what I think you have? And I would say, unless the words a charming personality don't come out of your mouth, I don't want to hear it. And the reason that I said that is because she was always trying to find like a label. And I hate labels. I absolutely hate them. Because I think people throw them around. Are there labels for people that should be? Are there OCD people? Yeah, absolutely. There's people who wash their hands 20 fucking times before they leave the house. I would say that's pretty OCD. But if you like to keep your house clean and organized, is that OCD? No. But if you're fucking scrubbing the sink for the third hour in a row, yeah, okay, that might be a little OCD. That might be something to actually talk about. But any time that somebody is just the slightest bit of anything, we throw a label on them. And it's disgusting. So you have these kids who are growing up, and they have energy, they have fire, they have all these things. And what happens is because the teacher can't handle them, and who could? 30 kids in the class. I wouldn't be able to handle one. And they're told that they have to handle 30 in a class. And then there's the ones that who have a lot of energy. Those are the ones who challenge her and her teachings. There's the ones who challenge how she teaches. Those ones are the ones who are labeled. And then guess what happens when they're labeled? Kids as young as 5 years old are drugged. They're drugged with all kinds of things. All kinds of fucking horrible things. Whether it's things that affect their hormones, things that affect their brain, things that affect their moods, you name it. Kids as young as 5 years old, there's probably even younger. Well, if you count the vaccines, now we're fucking putting all kinds of shit in our kids right from the time that they're born. So I'm watching this documentary, and it's just everything. It's just all this stuff that you don't hear this stuff on the news. I have friends who are pregnant right now. That they're due to have kids in due to have a baby in a month. It is my duty and my responsibility to say, hey, you should really sit down and watch this. I know people who are in relationships, and maybe in the next 3 to 5 years, they will have kids. It is my responsibility as a friend, as someone who cares about them, it is my responsibility to say, hey, you should really take a look at this documentary. Because if I were not to share this documentary, and they were to go ahead with vaccines, and in the case that something were to happen, and heaven forbid anything were to happen to their child, and I didn't share this with them, the incredible amount of guilt that I would feel would be horrific. Like, their life could be different if I would have just shared this one documentary with them. Maybe they would have not given their child a vaccine. And like I said, it's not about whether vaccines work or not, or vaccine or anti-vaccine or whatever it is. It's just about information. And watching this documentary, you know, I've posted a lot of stuff about it lately, and I'll continue. I've posted a lot of stuff about 800,000 kids going missing each year, human trafficking, child trafficking, organ harvesting, because it's real. This stuff is real. And unless people like me and people like you share it, nobody's going to hear about it, because celebrities aren't talking about it. The media is not talking about it. And then you have to ask yourself, why aren't they talking about it? The only celebrities that are talking about it are very, very minimal. But majority of the celebrities who talk about it, late night talk show hosts, they slam people who talk about that vaccines are bad. Don't believe me? Go look at it yourself. It's on the videos. It's on YouTube. It's what they do. And it's time we stop doing this to our kids. We stop just doing horrendous things, pumping them full of drugs that their bodies do not need. Their bodies are developing. We're putting in horrific information into their minds through television, through games and apps. You know, a child comes into this world, and your brain is an incredibly powerful tool, and these kids are they're sponges. This is one thing that I know, because they mimic. Kids will mimic things. They'll mimic their parents. If you look at a child and they're acting in a certain way, they didn't just figure that out on their own. They're usually mimicking something. Their behavior and how they react to problems. If you see them throw a tantrum, if you see them get angry, if you see them, you know, hit another kid or whatever it is, you can probably bet that they learned that from seeing it from somewhere. And we're putting this information in front of them, whether it's through Disney movies, and I don't even want to get started on Disney movies and why those are bad, but it's these little sponges are just soaking up all this information. When they have any sort of life, any sort of character, any sort of thing that makes them them, we burn that and we snuff that out. We just stop it. Pump them full of drugs. Say they've got some sort of disorder, some whatever, because they're not learning in school. Well, no. Anyways, Vaxxed 2, two documentaries that people really need to see. We need to start focusing on real problems in this world, not allowing the media to tell us as to what problems we should be focusing on. Focusing on a fucking virus that essentially is a complete joke. The survival rate is just incredible. More people die from car crashes a year than this virus. Like, but Why aren't we focusing on that? It's because the media doesn't want us to focus on that. They don't tell us to focus on that. They don't put that fear into us. I've always said that the television, the mainstream media, what they have done is they have such an incredible tool. Incredible tool. I always respect it for the incredible tool that it is. You have this box that is in homes all across the world. And people look to it like it's a god. And they take the information from it. Literally. Like, absolutely literally. Well, I didn't see it on TV, so it must not be true. You show them a product that can change their life, and they'll say, well, I've never seen this product on TV, so it probably doesn't work. But these are real conversations I've actually had with people. And that's how people view the TV. And it's now becoming like that with the internet. On certain channels, certain avenues. So, we've got to focus on real problems in the world. Yeah, a lot of deaths from a virus. But what about the kids who go missing each year? What about them? Like, why are we not focusing on that? That's a pretty big epidemic right there. Why aren't we focusing on that? Why aren't we focusing on all these kids who are dying or being seriously injured from vaccines? Why aren't we focusing on that? I'm sure if I grabbed the numbers from there, that would be horrific, horrendous numbers. But kids killing themselves at 18 years old because they feel like they're a burden to their parents. But those parents would just give anything to have the worst day with their son once more. They'd give anything. You could take the worst day that they ever had, and they would give anything to have that day again. But now their son's gone. So, yeah. Let's start focusing on real problems. Turn off the TV. And start focusing on and sharing real problems in the world. And waking up to see the world that we actually live in.